you keep your Rolling Stones records? Any friend of Sasha Distan?
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to? Oh, great work, Gibbo. Reflexes, bang. You should be in the first. He nearly missed the kick there, and then all of a sudden, bang, he found the button, and we didn't miss a beat.
You'd think after a year, Joel, I probably would have learned a thing or two, but yeah. still trying.
Mate, no one noticed a thing. You were that quick, bang, bit of panic came out, and whooshka. In the meantime, Brian.
Yes.
At your 12 o'clock.
Is Sparty.
Yeah.
Looking quite, it's got his work shirt on. Yeah. What brings you to inside the studios?
Well, when I was speaking to Brooksy about today's content, we're going to touch on etiquette at Christmas parties. Mm. And that involved me coming and having a bit of a chat to HDV up on level 7.
Oh, yeah.
So HDV said to me, look, you're here.
Yeah.
Just head downstairs and whack on the headphones.
How is he? What sort of mood was he in, HDV?
Not happy. No. He's nervous this time of year, given what happened, you know, in his previous incarnation. When he used to work over at another radio station, things went from, you know, things went to funky town, as we like to say.
Can you reiterate for our loyal listeners who aren't familiar with the abbreviation, which is HDV?
Oh, so Horatio de Villiers.
Yes.
He was to IC at the previous place, but he's making his way through the grades, and he's been put in charge of HR here.
Yes.
Is he South African?
No, Venezuelan.
Yeah. Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know that de Villiers' name is quite big in South Africa, but
no.
Did they? No.
He was the offshoot. Yeah. They formed a splinter group.
Gone to Venezuela.
I think it was in 1762. There was an incident. Some went some way, some went the other.
Yeah. A bit like the Fletcher Christian Mutiny.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. They might know each other, Brian. You never know.
The de Villiers and the Christians. Yeah. The Fletchers.
Yeah. See, he's different because he's got the three L's, and the other de Villiers kept the two. And that was the clear way that they, you know, they separated.
Hey, one thing we haven't got to the bottom of, you've got the three N's in Glen,
yes.
But we haven't actually ascertained which one was the silent one.
The second to last?
The second to last.
Yeah, because what it does, it's the bridge.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of one N's.
Yes.
And some two N's.
Yeah.
And there's only a few three N's.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like that middle one, and you don't roll on the, you just sort of Glen.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Brian, you always go like, one too far.
I know.
Fair.
I'm glad you brought that up, though.
Yeah, that he goes too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll lead into what we want to talk about.
Right,
In what world today? So, as I said, I spoke to Horatio, he needs to tick a few boxes for the Christmas party season coming up. Little known fact, he's got to get accredited every year.
Yes.
And given previous incidents that's happened with him, he's asked me to put a few role plays to you boys.
Oh, okay.
So we're at the Christmas party. Where does it at? Up on the roof, maybe? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'll start with you first, Brian.
Yeah.
I have one for you. Mm. So Christmas party's in full blown.
Yep.
You're on the dance floor. You've just done the nut bush.
Yep.
And they're about to lead into the Macarena.
Oh, yes. Right, so we 90s, love it.
Yeah. You've had about 12 West Coast coolers.
Yep.
Right. And then Beryl from Promotions says to you.
We've had a history, so I know where you're going with this.
Right. Put the phone down, Brian.
So you know she says, I loved your career in the NRL and can only compare you to Paul Hoff. In fact, I have a career highlights on a DVD at home of yours. Would you like to come back to my parents' basement and we can watch them over an international roast or a Macona?
Mm. That night?
Oh, it's then. You're in it.
Then?
You're in the mode.
Yeah, sorry, Beryl. Can't do it.
See, Horatio would like that.
Yeah. I can't do it yet. I have to wait until the party's closed.
Okay. So,
then I've got nothing else to do.
10 minutes till the joint closes down.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it, Barry.
Well done. I reckon Horatio would like that.
Yeah.
But I will take your number and your Snapchat. I'll take your Snapchat deets.
Yeah.
Beryl?
I'm pretty sure you're listening to Horatio. Did you get that?
Yeah. I might send her a photo later on.
Yeah. Okay. So, then, Joel.
Oh, dear.
Kevin from Logistics.
Oh,
he's a bloody scallywag. Yeah. He's always...
Hard to shake, Kev.
He's a mad...
Yeah. I'm going to say it. He's a real prick.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
Potholes.
Wow, what happened?
Potholes are cool, Kev.
When I wanted to get that delivery up here, he said, no, you got to sign in, go to loading dock.
Did you have to take your temperature like I did?
You got to come in. Kev, you prick.
So old potholes, Kev. Yeah,
sorry for not putting it in my ear, Brooksy.
Nah.
Easy mistake to make. Mm. So, hi, Joel. Can you come into the photocopy room and copy your buttocks? We already have Jared and Jimmy's and Fletcher's. saying we want to get the quaddy.
Yeah.
We can then on-send them to the whole office. Yeah. It'll be a bloody hoot.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, fire it up. I'll see you in five. Is that Horatio wants to hear that?
I don't think it's what he wants to hear.
Yeah. Well, you know what I might do? Because quaddies, you're generally losing the last leg.
Right.
So maybe just put one check. Yeah. yes, exactly right.
Right. So that's a yes then?
Yeah, that's a yes.
All right. Now, to flip it around, Fletch, if it was you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. I'm in. But we're a bit more mature these days. Okay. I would think HDV would be probably sending these sort of questions to one Mezers, Brooks, and Gibbon.
Well, why was I called in?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I couldn't operate that if that's what you're asking me.
No, I'm saying these questions should be sent
put to these boys.
So when HDV said go down to the scallywags, he might have been talking to the Nathan Plural.
You reckon it wasn't you two?
I don't think it was.
I've assumed, and you know what you do when you assume, don't
you?
Yes. What have I always told you about the ABC, the FBI mantra? Assume nothing, believe no one, confirm everything.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever told me that, Brian.
I usually tell everyone.
Do you?
He listens to heaps in at that time.
Oh, yeah? Do you do the same? How is heaps going?
Look, are we going to do this?
I was wondering.
He's good, I think. Yeah.
What about Pappy?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, they're good.
Pappy was at the Chooks. Yeah, had the wonderful footwork.
Yeah. He's a little bloke. Like
tiny.
Tiny.
Like. I heard Robbo on Matty White's show today. Yeah. Is there been a...
Not that I know of. I speak to Robbo regularly.
Yeah, well, he was on Matty White this morning.
Which Robbo? Not Tran speaking French again?
No, I don't. no, I'm from Campbelltown.
Gav Robbo.
Yeah, I'm from Campbelltown. Trent wouldn't speak to me.
Trent's from Campbelltown.
Whereabouts?
He grew up in Minto.
No T.
No T. Minto. Like Bronny.
Right?
Yeah. He grew up.
Not Minto.
Minto.
Yeah, no. Where did he grow up, Trent?
He's a Campbelltown boy. 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Where's Teddy from? I think they're from the same place.
Menangle, you're thinking of.
Yeah, out that way.
Oh, well, it's out west.
See, Menangle's where all the acreage is. You're flying if you're out there.
Would he be the only person in Menangle/Minnow to speak French?
Well, I spent 20 years in Campbelltown, and even Michelle's Patisserie's not called that out there. they just mix.
mix pie joint.
Just mix.
Well,
Michelle Patisserie's not French.
Beautiful. So if you, I need to put one to Gibbo, and then towards the pair of them, because they're known as the dynamic duo. Right. So you two are also at same said function, and things are going really good. Both single, is that right, Gibbs? Yep. So both still single. You've had your eye on Claire from sales.
Who told you that? This can't be more true.
There's not, is there?
Who told you about him and Claire?
Well, I hear things, Joel.
Play on.
Yeah, there's a street and there's a word, and I'm
there.
And Claire, you know, you're single. Claire's single. We've spoken about the age gap before. Yeah. So she's closer to Gibber's age than yours. And it comes down to the dynamic duo, and there's only one Claire. So she's shown interest in both you. So what would you do, Brooksy?
Well, I've been to a few Christmas parties in my time, Sparty. I would defer to Gibbo.
As in, what would Gibbo do?
I would. If we had a chat and we both knew that, what was her name?
Claire,
for argument's sake.
How about you?
Was keen.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'll give you respect to go in and have a chat.
I'd pull Brooksy over to the side and I'd say, mate, I bloody need this. I need this. Like a horse needs water, I need this. So, Claire, if I see you at the Christmas party, please.
What are you opening up with, Gibbs? What's your first line?
Second grade park cricketer.
Yeah, right.
First grade park rugby player.
Yeah.
Oh,
second grade bloke.
Yeah, right.
Can I ask you this? Because I've never been to a Christmas parties like in the office environment.
It's probably a reason.
When I was plumbing, I don't know if you knew I was a plumber.
You mentioned it.
We would just get, it would be just men on the drink.
Yeah, so it'd be a
case. Is it something where men and women tend to get together at Christmas parties?
Anecdotally.
When they've never got together before? Or are you suggesting that it's been romance and it has been
It could be. Yeah, it could go
hidden.
Both ways, because it could be something that's festering. And just the smouldering presence that these two blokes provide on a daily basis. And then the spark could be the Merlot, Is that a wine?
Brooksy, yeah, question to you, without notice, ever hooked up with a certain anyone at a Christmas party?
Oh, please. Please.
Have you, give me the mic.
Chips all in.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and did you know going in this is what happens?
Chips all in.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Okay, right. And did you go out with this person afterwards?
Chips, or was it just all in.
Was it just a one-time?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. So was a romance brewing before?
Well, see, there's no dance floors or alcohol in the workplace generally. And then when you get this sort of scenario and who knows, a bit of Five or Backstreet Boys, as Rob says, comes on. Yeah.
And because you've been working so closely with each other, does the spark, like, it's uncontrollable?
Yeah, it's sort of like a guilty, like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, it's that angle.
Okay, so will you be involved in any drinks tonight, work drinks tonight?
No.
Not tonight.
No, the Christmas party's on the 9th.
Yeah, next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think, because they'll be listening out there, do you think there's, I mean, they'll be listening everywhere, SEN, staffs everywhere. Do you think they'll be going, oh, hang on, Brooksy's opening up here. Mm. I might open up to him.
Is he talking about me?
Yeah.
Possibly.
What about you, Gibbo? I don't really know.
Hey, yes, all the above. If you're listening out there, I'm coming.
Yeah. What's the level of comfort for Horatio right now, would you say, Spartan?
Oh, I think we're going good at the start.
Yeah.
Because Brian was clearly lying with his answer, right? And then you sort of, a little bit in, and then they go, Joel's sensible, so he probably wouldn't do it anyway.
No, I was lying the other way.
It was going okay. Yeah, you're a reverse liar.
Yeah.
And then these two young punks got involved, and all of a sudden Horatio's accreditation's looking very, very shaky.
Very. Yeah.
What about your Christmas party, Sparty? Are you having one? That rhymed.
Yeah.
It does too.
When's your party kicking off?
I'll tell you what, there's the best cafe in the world in Cafe Jolly in Norton Street, Leichhardt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take them up there and have a feed. And then across the road, can't remember, there's a pub across the road. So it's down the non-Parramatta end.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and there's that pub, the beautiful old heritage pub on the corner.
Is there rules? Don't play up? Like,
yeah, don't bring your spoke shave.
Yeah, which is what?
A spoke shave, that's what you use to shape things. It's a blade.
A lathe.
No, it's a hand tool. It's a very old-fashioned hand tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're just shaping round things and doing stuff.
Don't bring that.
Don't bring that. And look, my boys are just they're sensible types.
How's your report coming along, right?
It was for a moment, but as you blokes know, the red light went off on the desk and I've been summoned up to level 7.
Oh, dear.
So,
does he listen to us?
Clearly.
HVD?
Yeah. Clearly. Yeah.
What do you reckon? What do you think tipped him over the edge? Gibbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. And I think putting the name to someone from sales as well, the Brook man.
Claire.
Yeah, that didn't really help either.
No.
Although I did do that, so it's probably a rookie error on my part. I mean, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Claire, if you're out there.
Yeah.
He's a good bloke. He'll be fine. Yeah, so I'll go up and see you, Horatio.
Sort it out. Anything else, buddy? Got anything else for us?
Looking forward to the break, like you blokes. When are you finishing today, is it?
Tomorrow's my Monday.
What, tomorrow, you're going? Brian. I'm back on Monday, Tuesday, but this is it for the week. So this is our last
full week, aren't
you?
Yeah, right. Short week, Joel. Yeah, right. So you're heading off?
He's supposed to be going up to Port Macquarie, but that's been kiboshed.
Rob and I from Blacktown, we're going to just jump in a caravan and...
Yeah, like two of the western suburbs.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Wentworthville's called Wentworthville because of the Explorer.
Yeah.
Robbie will give you a story about why Rudy Hill's called Rudy Hill. That'll be a laugh. And then you'll just move on to Penrith and Jamison Town.
I used to live at Jamison Town.
You've lived some places.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was your favourite place? Is this the favourite? Like,
Lake Cardjeligo was the grouse.
Is it?
Newbridge was unreal. Yeah.
What about any Richmond love?
No Richmond. No. Wallacea.
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 Some of our listeners are out there at Wallacea. Yeah. Blaney, Laurieton, Bonnie Hills, Port Macquarie.
Bonnie Hills is a cracking joint.
Yeah.
How come you moved so much, Joel?
Moved around. You know what? And I don't mind saying this. I don't think Mum and Dad were that happy with each other. So it was either move towns or have another kid. So six kids.
Yeah, right.
And you just run out of play. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You like the Shire now, don't you? You're
we're all set. The whole family's sort of settled there. Siblings and everything.
You're a bit of a... You got a bit of a profile down there. You're a bit of a celebrity.
Oh, please.
No, you are.
Please.
You're a celebrity.
Please.